And it's time for Ask the Newsmakers, being brought to you this morning by Assured Partners in Marshalltown, Toledo, and West Des Moines. Power through partnership. Joining me on the program this morning, always so much to talk about, your Marshalltown Public Works Director, Heather Thomas. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Todd.
So I'm always a little jealous because Kyle always gets the scoop from you as to what's going on. So I'm glad I finally get to get the scoop from you as to what's going on. A lot is going on, as a matter of fact. One thing that you do want to talk about this morning, though, harvest is beginning, but we really don't think about harvest inside of the city limits, but that's something you wanted to talk about this morning.
Yes, I just wanted to let people know that we do have several agricultural fields within our community inside city limits, and we did see yesterday that we do have some harvest happening. So just a reminder to the public, whether you're inside city limits or out in the country, that there are larger equipments running. They need a little bit more space. Slow down, give them space. We want them home safe. We want you home safe. And then also with that harvest happening, it is the right time that you will see an increase in movement from some animals, especially deer. And so keeping an eye out on that, whether you're, again, inside city limits or outside city limits. But we did yesterday have some fields here in Marshalltown community go ahead and start their harvest.
Good to know. Yeah, it's a farm safety week, as a matter of fact. So everybody just be very aware of all the farm vehicles that are going to be on the roadways. Heather Thomas, our guest this morning on Ask the Newsmakers, your Marshalltown Public Works Director. Also something that last night during the city council meeting, more conversations happening about the downtown parking. What can you tell us about that, Heather?
Yes, so we have some new businesses coming downtown, which is wonderful. We love to hear that. And one of the requests we received was for some parking options for that business so that their customers could come in to pick up a to-go order or a really quick short time. So we had a little bit of discussion right now. Nothing is finalized. However, council is leaning towards adding additional shorter-term parking stalls sporadically throughout the Main Street area. So right now, many of the stalls downtown are three-hour limits. We have some additional 90-minute stalls that were set up for construction for some of those businesses closest to the construction zone. However, we've gotten really good feedback about that, so we are considering right now adding some additional shorter-term parking stalls on the Main Street area, potentially even at that 30-minute level. So council last night directed me to come back and bring a proposal to them for some shorter-term parking. So if you are a business owner or you are a Marshalltown resident that comes downtown and has some interest or input on that, if you have input, you're welcome to reach out to me in the next couple of days, but I will be proposing that back at the next city council meeting.
Okay, good to know. And then speaking of the downtown, I came in this morning on Center Street and drove all the way up to State Street, then over and to the radio station. So very nice, very smooth, very pretty, but still more work to do on the downtown project. Correct, Heather?
Yes, you are correct. Last Friday evening, in fact, is when we opened that last block of Center Street. So people can do that now. Center Street throughout the entire downtown is open. So the only remaining block that is closed is on East Main Street from east of Center to west of First Ave. So no intersections closed, just that block there in front of the courthouse. Within that block itself, we have all the pavement removed for the street area. We have the new water main in, not the water services yet. Yesterday, we did a pressure test on that water main. Today, we will be doing the first of two bacteria and E. coli samples on that water. Tomorrow will be the second one if it passes. Once those tests come back negative to bacteria, we can go ahead and start transitioning service lines from the old water main to the new water main that's in service and getting those businesses transitioned over. So that'll be a couple-week process on that before we move into storm sewer in this block.
Well, that's still exciting progress. I do look occasionally, Heather, to make sure you're not one of the people up on the backhoe or a bulldozer out there working, but I haven't seen you yet on one.
No, I think Construct, probably insurance, would prefer me to stay off those. So we'll leave it to the professionals on that.
Fair enough. Heather Thomas, your Marshalltown Public Works Director, thank you for your time this morning. I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Todd.